You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
What's going on, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer III. We're back for another edition of Triple P, the Purple Project Podcast. Daily edition on this Monday, June. June, I had a break for a moment. June 14th, 2021. And this daily here for you guys today is going to be focused on women's basketball. This got a little overshadowed a little bit, obviously, due to K-State track and field, but in a good reason. But that's all right, because we're going to come back and cover it right now. So, four women's Wildcat players played on the preliminary action for the USA basketball three-time nationals. This happened actually on Saturday as well. So, like I said, it was overshadowed by the NCAA championships. K-State track and field, men and women's competing, trying to do their best they can. Meanwhile, the women's basketball, some of the members of the basketball team here at K-State competed in Massachusetts in the form of Emily Ebert, Simone Goodrich, Rachel Ranke, and of course, all-around, all-American Ioka Lee on that squad as well. They competed in the preliminary action this past Saturday at the 2021 Red Bull USA Basketball three-time Nationals at the Naismith Hall of Fame. And these Wildcats, it seemed to me, it looked like it was like a 3x3, 3-on-3 tournament with an extra player. Now, obviously, I have to go back and check out the rest of the highlights, but that's what it looked like to me anyways. But a little bit of a 3-on-3 battle, the big three in a college way, if you want to put it like that. And the Wildcats showed out pretty good up there. 2-1, secured a second place in Pool A. See, now this was frustrating about the past year for women's Wildcat basketball, right? I mean, the talent is there. And yes, this was with Christiana Carr. Obviously, we covered Carr's transfer to Syracuse. It was very unfortunate. That's going to be a big mess, big hit for Jeff Mitty, obviously. But they do have, to Jeff Mitty's credit now, he's recruited some good talented girls that I talked about here on these dailies. But no doubt about it, you can't really overshadow. I can't speak nothing until later this year when we see these new recruits going action on the court for women's basketball. But no doubt, Chris Carr, that's a huge hit, huge loss for the Wildcats. But that's what's frustrating. This was without a fifth starter. This was the four girls out here: Ebert, Lee, Goodrich, and Ranke. All of these girls are very good. Ebert stepped up last year into a starter's role. Last year, we all know what Ioka Lee can do. Rachel Ranke's had some big games at K-State. This is what's most frustrating about it. You can perform well up there. and not saying it's a bad thing, but you know, this is the inconsistency that was talked about mainly when talked about women's basketball on Triple P podcast. So hopefully, I mean, this is good. This is good. More basketball for them, more karami for them. And I mean, K-State, I definitely look at it from this side of it. K-State women's basketball team, they need to be better than the product, what they put on the floor this coming fall. But we're only into the second or third full week in June, so we still got a long way to go until we reach that point. But with football coming up fast, obviously the basketball is taking a back seat. It's going to have to take a back seat for the time being. But pretty impressive showing up there in Massachusetts, 2-1 record up there. Wildcats, the foursome that I'm going to call it open today with a 21-9 win over the Midwest Money Makers. See, this is what I'm talking about. The big three in the college way here. What kind of name is that? But anyways, the Midwest Money Makers take the win off of them. Then K-State lost the second game to Legacy 22-12. But then K-State returned to the court less than a half hour later to defeat a squad from North Carolina State by a score of 21-17. Simone Goodrich put the clamps down on NC State by ending the game with a corner 2-point field goal to prevent NC State from capping up a comeback from there as well. And I don't have. And they did, actually they played another game yesterday against, I don't have Twitch, so I will somewhat get, at some point, I'll have to get the results on that. Yeah, somehow they played another game yesterday as well, which was not, did not show the full results at that time, but still though. 2-1 for the foursome, for the K-State women foursome of Ranky, Lee, Goodrich, and Ebert. Good showing out up there in Massachusetts. So definitely, I can go on and on about this women's squad, but that's only scratching the surface of this team right there. So that's four ladies there that you're going to look for more. Rachel's going to be a senior this year. Lee graduated, already finished up classes. Lee's going to be a junior on the court. So, well, I believe Simone Goodrich is going to be a junior too. I'm not really sure. Ebert, I believe is going to be a sophomore or junior, somewhere in there, in between there. But awesome showing by those girls. So looking forward to kind of going back and watching the highlights of yesterday's game and seeing what took place on that front right there. Again, folks, ladies and gentlemen, track and field wrapped up over the weekend yesterday, putting the official marker on the K-State athletic calendar year for 2020-2021. And now, Purple Nation, Emaul Nation, Wildcat football is the countdown to Wildcat football starts right now, folks. And I'm excited to talk a lot of football here between now and September 4th when the Wildcats take the field down there in Arlington, Texas. I'm going to leave it there, folks. That's a wrap for now. Appreciate y'all to tuning in to downloading the Purple Project podcast. You know what to do, folks. Listen to the Purple Project podcast wherever you listen to podcasts as well. Me and Alex will be back this week with a brand new episode. And we'll begin our dissection of Stanford this week. So a lot to cover, but it'll start this week. That is for sure. And if any other news here in the Little Apple comes up, you can tune into the Purple Project podcast daily or the weekly for more coverage of that. Eddie Green III, appreciate y'all. This is the Purple Project podcast daily.
To the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.